initially, they point the bell of the tuba out at what they call the breeding marsh there. Gatorland is this old Florida attraction. It goes back to the 40s. And they had a section called the breeding marsh. So we're standing on this boardwalk, and these two guys have the tuba bells pointing outward. And they're playing B-flat, 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 B-flat. And the gators look bewildered. And then after a while, we started to see some territorial displays. That is, the males would kind of slash at other males, you know, kind of like drive them away. And then finally, we saw a couple of females climb onto the backs of males and try to dunk them. And if they can dunk that male, he's not a good candidate for being a boyfriend. If he can support her weight in a manly fashion, he could be a mate. So we saw that, but we still didn't hear that hearty bellow. So Bill Mickelson says, you know, I wonder if there's a way we can get closer to them and still be safe. What they decided on was they were going to put the bells of the tuba down on that deck and use the deck to amplify the sound. And once they did it, this whole place just exploded. And for those of you who have never heard the bellow, it's right out of Jurassic Park. What an alligator does, a male alligator does, it kind of inhales and then arches his back and then exhales. And initially there's a sound that's so low that the human ear can't pick it up. But you start to see these water droplets come off their back like smoke. And then that's followed by this hair-raising bellow. And it was going on everywhere. And once we figured out, okay, this is what it takes, Bill and his helper stopped, and they would play other notes, and then it just would shut down. Nothing would happen. And then they, you know, they might try the theme from Jaws in the key of F. Nothing happened. And then we'd go back to this low B-flat, two octaves below middle C, and it would happen again. And then we took a break for about 90 minutes and went to a different part of the park and did it again. And it just, it was actually part of the park that has a lot of tourists. So that day for their, whatever it was, $15 admission, I mean, they saw something that they'll never see again. And the photo that's on the cover of my book, I was the lucky one to take that. And that was a male alligator that came up right to the deck. And he was challenging that tuba. It was like, huh, you think you're hot? I'm the king of this swamp. And I just, you know, snapped that photo.